You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey, y'all. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a minute to tell you about an upcoming event that I am really excited about. So, as many of you know, if you've listened for a while, I love to do meditation retreats on the solstices, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And this year, because the podcast has really grown and I know I have listeners not only in Atlanta, but all over the world, I am doing my first ever winter solstice virtual meditation retreat. So this is going to be a live video call that we're going to do on Saturday, December 21st. It's going to be an hour and a half experience, and we'll be doing it together face to face. You'll be in your home, I'll be in my home, but we will really take some time to go deep. You're going to have two extended meditations, longer than we normally do here on the podcast. There'll be some journaling. There'll be some intention setting, not only for the new year, but for the new decade. And there'll be Q&A at the end. So if you've got questions or you want to talk about your practice, I am here. I would love to meet you and chat with you. If you're interested, go to my website, merylarnett.com. Click on events. You'll see all the information there. My email is there if you have questions. And if you use the promo code MindfulMinute2019, you save $5 on registration. MindfulMinute2019 saves you $5. Go to merylarnett.com, click on events for all the details and to grab your spot. I'd be so excited to meet you guys. There are many, many listeners that I haven't had the chance to meet or email with, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks for listening. Now to today's episode. We are in our final week of the Art of Abundance meditation series. And I feel like this is the big one. So I'm really excited to talk to you guys this evening. So as you know, we started this series by talking about the importance of acknowledging what's already here, what's already in our lives as one piece of cultivating abundance. And then we moved on to talking about being able to distinguish between unhealthy desires and healthy desires. And tonight, I think what we're really doing is talking about the most important piece, which is this understanding that abundance is not just about crafting the perfect list of things that we need in our life to be complete, but abundance is really an invitation to cultivate a certain feeling that we have in the day-to-day, everyday moments of our lives. So when we shift the idea of abundance being about getting things, whether that's like material things or money or whatever, and we make it more about am I moving through the world as an abundant feeling person or somebody who's living in a space of lack? How does that change how I move through the world? So I plan my monthly series about a month in advance. And most of the time, I don't write the Dharma talks in advance. I write them the Monday morning before this class because I want them to be as authentic as possible to what I'm working with. However, I knew that I was going to use a particular quote in tonight's class that I read like a decade ago. And it was so powerful for me then. I was really, and I've shared it in class before, but not in a while. So I was really excited to bring this back into class tonight. And when I pulled it about a month ago to like make sure I had it where I wanted it and get organized, it was so powerful. Again, like nothing had changed. It wasn't like I was like, oh, that used to be powerful. It's still powerful. And then even more awesome, as you know, Tiffany, who's here tonight, teaches meditation at the studio on Wednesdays in the afternoon. And I was here for class, sit down to meditate. And she pulls out the exact same quote and moved me to tears. Like I had never heard this quote before in my life. It's, I think, this powerful. So we'll share it together. This comes from a book called The Soul of Money. It's written by a woman named Lynn Twist. And this is what Lynn writes. For me and for many of us, our first waking thought of the day is, I didn't get enough sleep. The next one is, I don't have enough time. Whether true or not, that thought of not enough occurs to us automatically before we even think to question or examine it. We spend most of the hours and days of our lives hearing, explaining, complaining, or worrying about what we don't have enough of. We don't have enough exercise. We don't have enough work. We don't have enough profits. We don't have enough power. We don't have enough wilderness. We don't have enough weekends. Of course, we don't ever have enough money, ever. We're not thin enough. We're not smart enough. We're not pretty enough or fit enough or educated or successful enough or rich enough, ever. Before we even sit up in bed, before our feet touch the floor, we're already inadequate, already behind, already losing, already lacking something. And by the time we go to bed at night, our minds race with a litany of what we didn't get or didn't get done that day. We go to sleep burdened by those thoughts and wake up to the reverie of lack. What begins as a simple expression of the hurried life grows into the great justification for an unfulfilled life. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is this reverie of lack, which I think for many of us, until it's called out or pointed out in some way, we don't notice that that's what we're walking around. We don't notice that our very first thought is, I didn't get enough sleep. That's crazy that that's the first thing that pops into your brain when you wake up in the morning, or I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough what? And that if that thread continues all day, every day, without you acknowledging it, how does it change the way you interact with your moment-to-moment life? How does it change the way you interact with the people in your life? If you're constantly believing that in some way you are not enough, you don't have enough, and you're not doing enough, right? That is significant. What's offered as the antidote, or maybe an antidote to this, is a teaching around something called the Four Immeasurables. And they're called the Four Immeasurables because it's a reminder to us that each of us, every being on this planet, was born with these four qualities immeasurably. It doesn't mean that we allow them to show, right? So as I go through, you might notice for yourself or for others, not everybody walks around demonstrating these qualities immeasurably. But the capacity is there. Innately, these are within us. And these four qualities are loving kindness, which is our ability to be friends not only with ourselves, but with all beings. Compassion, which is the ability to be with somebody else's pain. Sympathetic joy, which is the ability to be with somebody else's happiness. And equanimity, which is the ability to be with it all and not be knocked over by any of it, right? If we are born with those four qualities innately within us, we don't have to learn them. We don't have to practice to build them up. They are just there when we're born. How is it possible that we grow up believing we're not enough? It's a little mind-boggling to me that, I mean, I know it's true. I experience it, right? Culture has made it so in some way. But part of these practices are to remind us that we are enough. It's already there for us innately. Not to say that we don't want to grow in some way or gain in some way or add to our lives, but if we're coming from a place of I'm not enough, no thing or person or job will ever fill that hole, ever. You know, and I just had the most amazing conversation with somebody who's exploring what's my calling in life? What's my passion? What should I be doing? And the conversation we ended up having was exactly this conversation. If you're not happy with yourself, it kind of doesn't matter, right? If you cannot be content with who you are as a person in this moment, what does it matter if you're in your life's calling or not? What calling? How do you even know it's yours? We have to first be with ourselves, right? and be comfortable in that space. And so the practice that I'm inviting for us this evening is really the practice of self-compassion. Okay. And this practice is defined by Dr. Kristen Neff, who is out of the University of Texas, Austin, I believe. And she runs what's called the Self-Compassion Lab. She is the foremost expert on self-compassion in terms of science. Okay, so this is not made up. This is science-backed. This works. And so the invitation when we're working on something as deep as I'm going to shift my patterns of belief around myself, I think for many of us, the innate tendency is, okay, my eyes just got open to this. Maybe you heard that quote and like me, you were like, oh my God, brain explosion emojis all over the place, right? So if that's you, and maybe this is gonna stick with you for a day or two, and tomorrow morning you're gonna wake up and the first thought is gonna be, I didn't get enough sleep. And you're gonna be like, oh my God, there's that lack. I'm not doing that anymore. I am enough. And so what do? We kind of come down on ourselves. Here, I did it again. 10 years later, I still wake up and say, I didn't get enough sleep last night, right? I did it again. And our tendency is to beat ourselves up for it in some way. And the practice of self-compassion invites us to stop doing that because change doesn't come from a place of abuse, right? When we are mean to ourselves, we do not grow. We might shame ourselves enough to stop for a moment or two, but it will not last. Lasting change comes from a place of compassion. So what do? Step one is mindfulness. Step one is to catch it. So you wake up tomorrow morning and you think, I didn't get enough sleep last night. And you go, there's that reverie of lack. Here I am. Got it. That's all mindfulness is catching it in the moment. So we catch it. And then the next step is to acknowledge that you are not the only person that woke up this morning and said, I didn't get enough sleep. It's the acknowledgement that we're not alone in our struggles. You are not the only one who does not believe you are enough in this world. Most of us believe that. So taking a second, even just to say, I'm not alone. If nothing else, I know for a fact Meryl woke up and said the same exact thing, okay? So somebody else on this planet is doing the same thing as you. So you have to acknowledge that, okay? I am not alone in this. It's a difficult moment and I'm not alone. And then the last piece, this is the change, is the compassion. This is the kindness. And so you have to come up with what phrase, what words you can use that you'll tolerate hearing from yourself. I think it really helps to think about the last time one of your friends called you and was very upset about something. Remember something you said to them. I'm so sorry, I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do? You know, sending you so much love. I wish I could help. Those phrases count. You can send them to yourself, right? And I feel like when I hear that, my inclination is to be like, that feels a little cheesy maybe, or I don't like, am I really going to do that? But the truth of the matter is we really do need to do that. And it really does actually make a difference just to say those words to yourself. Just practice it. And even the first time, if you're like, this is stupid, what if you just did it anyways? What if you just did it and saw, how does this make me feel? Because what if nobody else is saying that to you right now? Or what if everybody else is saying that to you, but you can't hear them because what you're saying is so much louder? Yeah. So we're going to practice. And we in this class do about 20 minutes of meditation together. About 10 minutes is guided, about 10 minutes in silence. And I'm going to invite in the last 2 to 3 minutes, maybe, I'm just going to invite you to practice saying some nice stuff to yourself. So think about the last nice thing you said to somebody. And just repeat it to yourself for however long that last 1 minute goes, right? Just let yourself try it, okay? Okay. So take a moment to uncross your legs. Cross them the other way if you've been seated this whole time. If you're at home practicing, you can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. We're going to let our hands rest onto our lap. Let our eyes close. And when you're ready, together as a group here, deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. And let's just do that again. So nice deep inhale in. Exhaling out a sigh. And allowing your breath to drift to its own natural pace. Welcoming it yourself into this practice today. I always start my practice just by consciously creating the intention to be mindful. So you might just say to yourself here in this moment, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Feeling yourself sit all the way down, meaning you release your hips and your thighs. You're not just holding yourself up in any way or preparing to run. You're sitting all the way down. And equally, we lift and lengthen our spine so that we feel tall. We feel awake. Letting the shoulders roll back and down so that you feel a bit soft, a bit relaxed through the shoulders, through the neck. And like a wave, the muscles through our face soften. The forehead smooths and broadens. The skin around the eyes relaxes. The lips and the jaw, even the tongue, they all just soften a bit. Feeling breath move through your throat. Relaxing down through the throat and across the collarbones. Maybe following awareness down the length of the arms, down into the hands. Just noticing your hands today. And a few breaths through our chest, just to notice the center of the chest. Sometimes you feel breath there. Sometimes perhaps feeling. Sometimes perhaps nothing at all. We just let ourselves notice the sensations in the chest. We follow that awareness down into the belly. Just relaxing the muscles through the belly. As your breath flows, just steady and comfortable. You might start this evening just by noticing if tonight's talk really struck you in some way. And if it did, just be mindful of whatever feeling that might have stirred up or brought up for you. And acknowledging that indeed you are not the only one that experiences that reverie of lack. For each of us in our own way, we might be working with that mindset. And with whatever is going on inside your mind, inside your body, notice that also you're breathing. Right now, in this moment, there's breath flowing in and breath flowing out. And I invite you to take this time to notice, where can you feel your breath right now? If nowhere else, perhaps just inside the nose, you'll notice as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And we're going to settle into some time of silence here. And as we do, your thoughts may continue. Feelings may rise and fall. Noises and distractions may happen. But all the while, there's this thread of breath moving in, moving out. And as we practice together here today, all we're doing is seeing if we can follow that thread. Whatever the thoughts, whatever the feelings, can one piece of your awareness stay with that feeling of breath? these last few minutes together. Take a moment first to acknowledge what this moment is for you. Is this a painful moment? An eye-opening moment, an uplifting moment? What is this for you? And then acknowledging equally that you are not alone in what you feel. You're not alone in what you feel. And then these last minutes, just silently to yourself, what kindness can you offer yourself? If a friend confided in you that she was feeling the exact same way as you in this moment, what would you say to her? A word, a phrase or two, just silently repeat them to yourself with as much kindness, as much warmth as you can bring to it in this moment. Feeling your breath just deepen a touch. Feeling that fuller inhale and exhale as you relax a bit more into your body. And as you wiggle fingers and toes, you might feel yourself draw a deeper breath still, and just releasing a little soft sigh. As you feel ready, drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a second to simply honor yourself for carving out the time to sit still today, for being brave enough to reflect, and strong enough to offer yourself words of kindness. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. It is always my honor to be here with you. Let's finish with one last breath together. Deep inhale in, releasing that sigh. Namaste. As you bring movement back into your body and shift around, getting comfortable, I just want to end by sharing one of my own personal favorite mantras. If this work feels really resonant for you in this moment and something you want to work with, one of the mantras that I've worked with for a while is, I have enough, I do enough, I am enough. Just on your breath, inhale, I have enough, exhale, I do enough, inhale, I am enough, just repeating. And you might find that you do that to start your meditation practice or towards the end to anchor it if you feel yourself drifting off. Sometimes it's nice to play with a bit of a mantra just to see how it resonates with you. So I offer it as an option in case it's resonant. Thank you. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.